Well, hi there. You've tuned in to the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Your host every week on Heartline is this guy right here holding the microphone, Jim Tuck.
As we are excited to open the microphone for this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno, Jerry Brenneman is here. We are in her office, and we have one of my favorite people at Evangel Home sitting in here.
I was going to say that.
I love when I come in the back door, and Cynthia is usually or frequently one of the first people I meet. I come in, well, how are you, my sister? And she comes over, we get a big hug, and her answer is always the same. It's,
how me?
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, and when people ask me that, they'll get some off-the-cuff, goofy answer. I'm having more fun than a centipede in a shoe store or something ridiculous. But she is so focused on being blessed. And that is such a treat. Jerry, talk for a minute about our favorite person here, one of our favorite people, and we'll talk to Cynthia.
When you're as blessed as she is truly a blessing. And it's, you're right, Jim, because she says that she's very sincere. It's not like a trite, smiley face, have a nice day kind of answer. Mm-hmm. She really is. Mm-hmm. And I know she really is, too, because I've known her long enough that I've seen what God has done in her life. I've seen what she has done in her life. I see what he has done in her family. We're all blessed because of her blessings. And I think, whoa, we need more families like hers. And it wasn't always the case. It's been long, tough, but boy, the faith of this woman in that family has been incredible. So having Cynthia here in our kitchen, kind of the heart of the home, where all that blessing goes around the dial all the time, is a perfect, perfect spot for her. And as you might remember, Jim, I'm sure most of our listeners won't, she used to be in daycare,
right.
And I like her to tell that story because I drafted her out of daycare into the kitchen. She had to leave her glue guns and glitter behind. It was a little tough, but
yeah, I recall a little reluctance,
yes,
at that transition point. Okay, we're going to get there in a little bit, but Cynthia, let's back up. Who are you? What was your life? Where have you come from?
Well, I come from actually where I lived in a not a good soul place. With my mom and dad, and I received Christ several years. It's been like 16 years already, and I invited him into my heart. Ever since, I've been serving him. Came here to Evangel Home to volunteer. Met Jerry, a wonderful person. I love Jerry with all my heart. She's a wonderful person, and she gave me a job here at Evangel Home. I worked in daycare. And just, it's been a blessing ever since I've got here. I've never experienced so much things here. I mean, learned and new things in my life and my walk with God and my family. You know, I've just been blessed. And
do you remember why Evangel Home? How'd you hear about Evangel Home? Decide to offer to volunteer?
Yes, I volunteered because Lydia Courtney, she asked me to come and volunteer, and I said,
Lydia was on staff here then. Lydia was on staff. She has since passed away, but she was on staff then.
And that's how I came to volunteer. So I worked in the kitchen first with Lily, kind of like, you know, with her and just learning some things from her. And then I was needed in daycare.
Did you love those little kids?
Oh, my goodness, yes, I love children. I love children. I mean, they're my passion. They still are. I still work with children at church where I work with third, fourth, and fifth grades. I teach them now. I mean, God has used me, something that I didn't even know, to write and to spell. I learned with my dictionary, and he has used me to teach these wonderful girls. I mean, I've come a long way, and I thank God for that so much.
Right. And you know what I think is wonderful, too? And she knows kids are her passion. Cooking spaghetti is not. Slicing muffins is not. And that's okay.
Enchiladas got to be a passion, though. I've been on the receiving end of that. They're wonderful.
But what I think is really neat, she loves the Lord. She loves Evangel Home. It might not be her passion to cook. Kids are her passion. But you still can. You're satisfying that passion doesn't only have to be in this workplace. Her doing what she's doing at church has been a tremendous blessing to those girls, to her. And I just thought when we needed a cook, that's after Lily had surgery and we had to move her out of the kitchen, I looked around at Cynthia and I thought, as much as she loved little kids, it was kind of, to put it bluntly, we needed to get more bang for the buck. And we were going to get more if we had her in the kitchen serving more people than in daycare where we didn't have a part-time person. So, but yeah, she hated to leave her glitter. We were finding glitter everywhere in the kitchen.
Cynthia, tell us a little bit about your family.
My family. I have 6 children. I'm married to a wonderful husband. They all go to church. They're all saved except for 2, but they're coming soon.
They're pre-Christians.
Yes, but they're coming. I believe that. And I go to Faith Chapel. I've been there for 16 years. Pretty much just you know, my family. It's us and my family, our church, and Evangel Home is my second family. This is my family also, Evangel Home. You know, all my friends are here, and I'm just blessed. I am so blessed. I mean, God has brought me a mighty long way, and He's still, even through the trials and little things like that, I'm still blessed. I still rejoice in Him.
Yeah. Okay. The wonderful thing, she's also got a, she's just laughing away. She's got one of the best sense of humors. She and Joe Janelle together are just killer humor. I mean, I would pay to watch them. I do in a way, but it's sort of like stand-up comedy routines. Cynthia is quite the practical joker, but we've kind of had to rein some of that in because some of God, pretending she was dead in the basement or something was just not...
That crossed the line.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, Cynthia, you've got to... I want to get to... You've written down some needs for the kitchen. I want to get there in a few minutes, okay. but before we go there, over the years... you've been here. You must have some favorite memories or favorite people, some highlights that come to mind and say that was special or that person was really significant or special. What comes to mind off the top of your head?
What comes to mind is Maxine. I just love her so dearly. Even though Maxine hung out with me downstairs, you know, I'm working and stuff, she would tell me not to do this or, you know, I was like, okay, what is she saying? I kind of know what I'm doing, but she was right. She said not to do these things because she knew what she was talking about. She's been here longer. She was wiser than I was. But just her comes to my mind because she's taught me so much, even in the littlest things that she would teach me about. She's been in a big old bucket there for the floods, and yes, they're right there to grab. And those little things, and just her hanging out with me and talking to her, she comes to my mind. I love Maxine. Yeah.
For those of you who may not be familiar with what goes on here, Maxine was a board member back in the 50s or so, as I recall, and she just kind of stayed with the program. She got promoted to maintenance late in her career here, and now she's in a care facility.
Yeah. And she's doing pretty well, Jim. Max was diagnosed with Alzheimer's several years ago. That is, of course, taking its toll, but... She looks great, and she enjoys life. She somewhat remembers us. I'm not convinced she remembers my name right now. When I go to visit her, she'll say things like, "Well, it's about time you got here," or "Where have you been?" But I haven't seen that, and yet then she'll talk about Evangel Home. So I'm not sure how all that is adding up. But I wanted to tell you, I went to visit her about 2 weeks ago, and she is at a facility that I think is just wonderful, and they have really taught us about redirecting. You don't tell people that, no, you're not doing this, or no, of course you can't find your car because you can't drive. Get over it. You don't do that.
Right.
And I've tried to take what I've learned from them and see if we can kind of redirect our women sometimes. Mm. I've learned with Alzheimer's folks, if they say, you know, they can't find their car, walk around with them for a while, and neither one of you will find it, and then you can always say, well, go look tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah. No.
And Maxine would do that. She would call here. And she'd say, you know, is there anyone there who can come to get me? Because I'm going to lose my bed. And then we learned, rather than panic and think, oh, no, Maxine's going to leave, we'd simply say, Max, but you have your bed for tonight? Well, yeah, I think I have it for tonight. Well, stay there, and then we'll get you in the morning. Okay. Now, some people might disagree with that because they would think it was not being truthful. It's totally reducing the anxiety of that person. And you can't think fast enough sometimes to be... more truthful. It's like I told Max I would take care of her dog, and he was at the house for a long time, and we were, and then I found a shelter for him. And when Max would call and ask about the dog, she'd say, "You're taking care of him, right?" And I'd say, "Yep, you bet, Max." And what kind of dog food does he use? And just divert her, and so she wouldn't worry about the dog. So she's doing really well.
Good. Yeah, she's a a longtime participant in the ministry at Evangel Home. And late stages of life, it's a real challenge for her right now, but wonderful memories, and her legacy lives in people like Cynthia and others. Cynthia, we need beans.
We sure do.
Jim is not coming to lunch until we get him some beans.
Yes, so if we can get tomato sauce, it's very important. Red kidney beans, black kidney beans, garbanzo beans, some spaghetti sauce, coffee and cream, that would be great.
Okay, my listening friend, there's your challenge. We need beans, yes, and tomato sauce and coffee and creamer and salsa. Is that what it says? Oh, tomato sauce. Oh, what's this?
And eyeglasses.
That's beans, garbanzo beans.
Oh, garbanzo beans. Okay. Yeah, I can't read upside down. At any rate, there's a challenge for you, my listening friend. Consider helping us out in that way. Jerry, we got a minute or so here, and I did check my calendar, and the third Tuesday in September is the 20th, and we have a very special event that evening. The main speaker, presenter, is someone I think people will find not only stimulating but entertaining.
Rick Alonzo, who is art in motion, you know, he paints, just throws paint on canvas and makes wonderful paintings, and we will have three, I believe, that we'll auction off that night. So that'll be really neat. And then the focus of the testimony this year, I want to be on significant others in the lives of our women. We talked to Michaela a couple of weeks ago about her soccer mom look, and yet that's not been the life that she's had. And her mother is one of her greatest cheerleaders and spokespeople on her behalf. It would be really, really cool to hear from her mother. So that's what I want to do at the banquet, have some of our women, but have husbands, children, parents be able to talk about them. So those two things will be, I'm really looking forward to.
All right, put it on your calendar, please. It will be a special event. That's Tuesday, September 20th, and all the times and particulars will be coming up in the weeks ahead. Thank you, Cynthia, for sharing time with us. Great to talk to you. My listening friend, thanks for joining us. And if you have questions or your life's in need of some straightening out, if a woman out there, give us a call, 264-4714. All right, Ken, take it away. Thanks, friends, for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Do remember, 24/7 from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. That phone number, one more time, in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for tuning in this week. Talk to you next weekend, same time, same station, for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.